better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send us a message. Maybe Aaron will respond. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Or if you want to watch us on Twitch and comment there, you can do that too. So everybody was wanting to know what the plot for Aaron's big adventure would be. And Raphael said, hopefully.
Aaron mows the grass, drinks coffee, and goes to work. That's his adventures.
See, I think here's what I think the plot would be. Because I'm a secret Russian spy with a Canadian handler, it would be me duping Aaron into getting NASA secrets from his wife and selling them on the black market, and you would be the go-between. Like, you'd be the middleman.
Where's his adventure, though?
His adventure is that I rat him out to the U.S. government as he's the real spy, and so he has to run for his life. And he's hiding all over the country, and then he finds his bicycle. And then he goes to prison. I like it. I like it.
I was thinking it'd be more like The Hangover 2, like when they had Teddy, the 17-year-old who they took and got so messed up in Thailand, and all of a sudden I end up locked in an elevator missing a finger.
Well, that'll probably
because
happen.
Because you just destroyed my liver and my entire nervous system.
Yeah. The U.S. government will probably do that to you. And then the cool thing is AJ and I get away scot-free with millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
Okay.
I like it. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Man, we've been a little sportsy here in the first hour. We've been a lot sportsy lately.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't have an answer. I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. It's the time of year where we shouldn't be talking sports at all, yet somehow we end up doing it.
Well, so.
Maybe it's on me. I don't know.
How about I give you something that's going to make you feel sorry for millennials?
Seems unlikely, but you can try.
All right. What would you guess the average net worth of an American aged 18 to 35 is?
Let's go $30,000.
Lower.
$24,000.
Significantly lower.
So this is like all that they own.
This
all
is basically net worth, right? So
their car.
That includes debt, obviously.
Yeah.
$8,000. And here's what it says.
Because most people at that age have a mortgage or
student debt,
student loans, or car notes.
And it basically says student debt levels increased 160% between 2004 and 2017. Also, housing, health care, and many other essential expenses have also increased.
I mean, if you're in the positive, that's pretty good, right?
I would think. It's better than being... Of course, I'm sure a lot of those negatives are bringing the average down.
Yeah.
But don't you feel a little sorry for him?
No. You do?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm over
it. I agree that the healthcare costs are a real problem. The college, I don't have any sympathy for you. If you gambled on yourself, that's great. That's you. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. I have an airplane story for you. It's kind of gross.
Okay.
There's no poo involved, though.
Well, that's a positive.
Back in the old days, there used to be a lot of movies about stowaways on boats, right?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't do it on an airplane. There's not much that's...
I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, apparently, a guy on a Kenyan airline flight to Heathrow...
Okay.
Tried to stow away on the plane, and guess what happened when the landing gear came down? He got dropped on London.
Oh, no. He didn't hold on?
No. He might have been already dead because, by the way, it gets really cold when you, and there's no air up there. That's why That's why they have pressurized cabins and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I guess if you're down there with the pets, there's probably air, and you're probably okay. But
if you're in the landing gear, probably not.
Yeah, and they also found a bag, water, and some food in the compartment once the plane landed. So apparently this is fairly common that people try to stow away on airplanes to get to London. In 2012, a guy died, same thing. So,
well, not wise.
In the words of our old boss, not wise, guys.
Can you imagine walking outside and he's like, oh, it's not a lovely day in London because it's never a lovely day. It's always raining and stuff.
Right.
But you walk outside and you're thinking, oh, you know, this is, look out at the day, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that thing in the sky?
And then it,
dunk. Yeah. That would be, I don't know, man. In my list of ways I want to die, that's pretty low, is getting dropped out of the wheels of an airplane while it's on approach.
Yeah, that's not a great way to go, I wouldn't think.
So,
I mean, just getting dropped out of an airplane with no parachute, period, not ideal.
True. 713-780-ESPN 281 says, I'm 27 and minus 214 with no student loans.
Minus 214?
Yeah.
Minus $214,000 or $214?
No, $214.
Okay. That ain't bad.
Yeah. You're hanging in. 832. What is the Blitz's opinion about people talking on speakerphone in public places like Starbucks and terminals?
I'm against it. I don't think it's going anywhere.
No. And so my thing is, if they get really annoying with it, I just open my iTunes and play Metallica or Rob Zombie as loud as I can on my phone until they walk away.
I mean, you could just start yelling, I guess.
Well, sometimes it depends on where I am, but it wouldn't be a bad thing to act like you've got Tourette's.
Yeah.
And just start screaming inappropriate things that are going over the phone. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, we got to, I think we need to make a concerted effort to do some non-sports in the next segment.
Sounds good to me. Well, dropping a guy out of an airplane, that's sporty?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice break from it. I thank you for taking us to that story. But I think we need to continue down that road.
All right, fine. I got plenty here.
All right.
It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Reminder that all the music you hear today, except for some of the staples, is all local bands. And we do that every Tuesday. Love to highlight guys who are out there and guys and girls who are out there working their butts off and putting out great music. So we like to play it on the Blitz. If you got something, send it to Aaron. And he puts on, Facebook and Twitter, right? All the bands and their songs. So if you hear something you like, please support these guys. All right, so you want to do some non-sports?
Yeah.
I have a couple. I don't know if you...
Well, let's hear what you got first.
All right, well, you have a motorcycle.
I do have a motorcycle.
You enjoy riding your motorcycle?
I do, when it's not hot and it's not cold and not raining.
All right. I would politely suggest that you would probably never should ride your motorcycle at the Nagarhole National Park India. Nagar. I'm sure in Indian it's like, how would you pronounce that?
I don't know. You're the one who speaks Indian.
Ooh, Nagarholi? Nagarholi? Yeah. So this national park in India, we'll just call it NNP.
Okay.
Does that work for you? Guys were riding their motorcycles. There's a road there in the middle of the park when a tiger came out and started chasing them at around 40 miles an hour. Somehow they got video of the tiger almost getting them while the guy was riding his motorcycle. So there's video of it. He heads right for him, but, they managed to get away at the last second.
Is this the one where the tiger jumps out of the woods and runs across the street?
Yeah.
I saw that video. That's scary.
Yeah. Apparently, there's 72 tigers who live in this park. Earlier this year, one of the park's tigers killed three people, including a 28-year-old and a 60-year-old man, before it was caught. Okay, I'll ask. If you have a park full of tigers, what are you doing driving through there?
I think, man,
I'm gonna pass. Yeah,
that's not the best place to ride your motorcycle.
I
don't like when it's. I don't ride when it's hot or cold or rainy or tigery. That's the four things that I pass on.
So apparently in India, this is a big deal that tigers will attack you. That's another reason why I'm not going to India. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna pass on that. Definitely not riding my motorcycle through there. It became a national park in 1983 and also a wildlife sanctuary, so you can't really hurt the animals. Yeah, I'm passing on the park part of that. I'm more than happy to just go to a zoo where the tiger's behind a cage, and unless I'm dumb enough to get in the cage with the tiger, like some people have done,
yeah,
I'm fine. If I really need to see a tiger, I don't need to see him at the national park.
No.
So, yeah, that was... I got all kinds of animal stuff today, too.
I've got a, you know how it's kind of dumb to ride your motorcycle in a park with tigers?
Yeah, I'm going to go with, you, sir, are dumb if you do that.
You know what else is dumb? Suing because you don't want to get your vaccinations.
Oh, no.
A Kentucky Court of Appeals sided with the health department. After a teen sued the department over a policy that barred him from attending school without receiving the chickenpox vaccination. Jerome Kunkel sued his local health department in March after he refused to get the vaccine, citing his Christian faith. I've never heard of such a thing. There's nowhere in the Bible that says, thou shalt not get vaccines.
That's commandment number 11. That's one of the tablets that got broken by accident. And thou shalt not get a vaccination for your kid.
Like, you're trying to turn into a walking infection, and it's got to go to court twice because they don't want you to be a pathogen? Thanks. No thanks.
Let's think about all the kids that might get it from you and get seriously sick.
I don't need that.
So what did the court finally rule?
No, they ruled in favor of the health department.
Oh, okay.
So he's either going to get a shot or he's not going to school.
Go be homeschooled.
Yeah.
I'm sure your parents will do a great job. They sound like brilliant people.
Speaking of really smart people, the president of the Spanish soccer club that changed its name to promote the flat earth conspiracy theory slammed his critics on Monday. Javi Poves, who changed the name Mostoles Balompi to Flat Earth FC on Friday after it moved up to the country's fourth tier of soccer, claimed promoting the notion of a round earth was profitable. There is huge economic motive for which many people want to convince us that the earth is round. If the earth is spherical, why are so many people scared? Referencing several familiar flat earth complaints, he said, there is a cool reward for whoever gets a photo of space that isn't CGI. I have never felt the earth move. I'm still waiting for you to show me how does water curve. The former soccer player also challenged Spanish science minister and former astronaut Pedro Duque to a debate on the curvature of the earth. He will retreat and won't confront me because he will end up losing. I can show he is an imposter. He earns a lot of money by telling lies. A spokesperson for Spain's Ministry of Science, Innovation, and Universities told Newsweek that Duque would not debate whether or not the earth is round. In this case, questioning scientific evidence is simply ignorant. It can even become dangerous in matters of public health, such as those who question the safety of vaccines.
I see what you did there. You just pulled that whole thing back together.
It's all pulled together. Supporters use several arguments to deny the earth is round. Flat earthers may argue large bodies of water should curve to the shape of the earth rather than sit level. They may deny photos of a round earth are authentic or claim gravity as we know it is an illusion. Proponents offer various models of what a flat earth would actually look like. For example, some believe Antarctica is not a continent per se, but a 150-foot-tall wall of ice that surrounds a disc-shaped planet and stops anything from falling off. Ashley Landrum, who studied the effect of YouTube on flat Earth's popularity at Texas Tech, previously told The Guardian, believing the Earth is flat in of itself is not necessarily harmful, but it comes packaged with a distrust in institutions and authority more generally. So there's still people who believe they shouldn't be getting vaccinated, and there's still people who believe the Earth is flat. So the world, things are looking up around here, Fred.
Why are we going so far backwards with things? Listen, I'm sorry, if you're a flat Earth person and you're listening to this show, you're dumb. You really are. Stop with this garbage. It's just dumb. And are we just going to forget everything we've learned? And hey, I'm not against a good conspiracy. I love me some Ancient Aliens. Love watching that stuff.
Yeah.
But the whole flat Earth thing is so dumb. And I don't know how it's even... And you know, dude, you want to come on this show and debate in English? I'll be happy to do it with you.
You will lose.
Yeah.
Let's face it. You've got a lot to gain financially by a sphere.
Yeah, okay. Can I just ask this?
By convincing people there's a spherical Earth.
What are those of us who believe that the Earth is what it is? How are we benefiting financially?
You exactly? Don't get a check from the government?
I do not.
Oh, I get my round Earth check every month.
See, I don't get one of those.
Yep.
I own stock in a globe company, so every globe they sell, I get 0.3 cents.
I mean, don't you have stock in a flat map company too, though?
I do. I guess that makes me... Well, see, I play both sides. I play red and black on the craps table.
So, GPS is flat.
It's true.
Yeah, Stephen, the weather guy, says scientific understanding is going back to the Middle Ages or coming full circle. No, it's just going back to the Middle Ages.
It's so funny how there's some stupidity that I condemn and some that I celebrate. Like I said, I spent hours over the weekend watching Superhuman jump onto microwaves and trash cans.
That's fun.
But if you tell me the Earth is flat or you're anti-vax, I instantly think, you're ruining society. Yet here's Superhuman 1, 2, 3, 4, who is probably dumber than all of these people put together. But I respect him so much more.
He makes you smile. He entertains you. Yeah,
there's a fine line between stupidity and hilarity.
Here's one for you. The Avengers really exist, and so I'm going to get Thanos' gauntlet. And I'm going to snap, and it's going to be all the flat earthers and non-vaxxers gone.
Gauntlet's destroyed.
Into dust. Oh. Sorry. No.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, that's a myth.
Spoiler alert.
They want you to think that, AJ. Oh. You're just believing what they're telling you.
The destroyed
gauntlet
society.
Because you saw
society?
It on the movie. Yes. Yeah. The destroyed gauntlet society. Oh. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So somebody sent me these top 10 conspiracy theories based on what you were talking about there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through a few of them, and you tell me 1 to 10... how believable any of them are.
One being?
Not believable at all.
Okay.
10 being, oh, wow, that really happened.
Ready.
9/11 was an inside job.
4.
Princess Diana's murder was actually an assassination by British intelligence agencies at the request of the royal family.
7.
I kind of buy that, too. A little strange, right? Subliminal advertising exists.
10.
Yeah, that does exist. Definitely. The moon landing was a hoax.
1.
According to many stories and conspiracy theories, Beatles guitarist Paul McCartney actually died in 1966. The remaining members conspired to keep his death a secret, going so far as to hire a lookalike and soundalike to take his place in the band.
1.
Yeah, you've actually seen Paul McCartney.
I've seen him in person, face to face.
This one, the JFK assassination was more than one shooter. I always believe that.
I'll go 5 on that one.
That's a 10 for me. I'm all in on that.
I don't have enough facts on that.
The Roswell crash cover-up were actually aliens in Roswell, New Mexico.
3.
There's a lot of movies made about that.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, Ancient Aliens talked about it as well. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's a hoaxed book that purported to reveal a Jewish conspiracy to achieve world domination. It first appeared in Russia in 1905.
I've never even heard of this. Yeah, I don't know.
Me either, so I'm going to have to just... We'll just skip it.
Yeah, I'll skip that one.
Satanic cults.
10.
Children accuse adults of ritual rapes, torture, and abuse, and the news media reported the sensational stories. One of the accusations included charges of Satanism.
Yeah. I mean...
And there was Geraldo Rivera's...
Are there groups of Satanists out there? Sure. That's a real thing.
But why is it that...
Are they out raping and murdering? I don't know if that's true.
I don't think so. I don't know that the...
Are they the ones who get your... If you've got a black cat, they get it on Halloween and ritually sacrifice it? I don't know if that's true.
That's what happened to my cat.
It wasn't Halloween.
Yeah, but... Interesting.
Then, well, your dogs are Satanists. You have a satanic cult of dogs.
Proponents of alternative medicine believe that big pharma drug companies actually conspire to keep people sick to reap profits.
7.
Yeah, that's a hard one to just ignore.
It's like the sugar industry. Like, I guess years ago, like when I was a kid, it became a big thing that fat was like the devil. That's what made people fat, was fat in food.
Yeah.
So everything had to be fat-free or low-fat. And then it turns out, fat's not that bad. It's sugar that's bad. So who decided to start the war on fat? The sugar companies. That's my conspiracy. That's not mine. I think someone actually, found evidence of that.
Yeah, the JFK thing's always been fascinating to me, and I don't know why. He got shot before I was born.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't born in 63. Hate to break it to you. Oof. But I guess because it happened in Dallas, and it was always sort of fascinating that he spent his last night alive in the Rice Hotel, which I used to work right across the street from. Yeah. So I guess for some reason I was fascinated by all that. And I've seen every conspiracy one, and the only one that's ever made sense was that, and I've talked about this before, that one JFK, the smoking gun, where the guy did a forensic study of the whole thing, and it turns out that the only bullet that could have caused that damage was from the rifle of a Secret Service agent who accidentally fired it when the shots went off. Which I mean, that's the best theory I've seen yet. Much better than the mob or the industrial machine, like the Oliver Stone movie. But I do believe there was more than one shooter.
Okay.
Which, by definition, makes it a conspiracy. Correct?
Yeah.
That one will always be fascinating to me. I don't know why.
It was a big story. It was a...
Well, a president getting assassinated. Yeah. That's a big deal.
And it's still talked about today.
Yeah.
So...
But that... One of these days, if you ever see that on, watch it. JFK, the Smoking Gun.
Okay.
Because I'd like to see if you believe it is... I mean, if you believe that's a strong possibility. Because, you know, with any of these shows, they're always making a case. And it's just like, you know, trying to do detective work.
It's like I watched that whole show about how Hitler escaped to Argentina.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a 1 on Hitler escape to Argentina. So... But there's like all these things that say, well, it could have been this and this could have happened. And then he had access to this. It's like, yeah, but
with any of these weird conspiracy things, there's always a premise that you have to accept right off the bat. And if you do, suddenly everything's believable. And yes, that's the plot of almost every Ancient Alien.
I'll be honest. You know what the U.S. government really needs to get on board with? We really need to start videoing when we kill bad guys. And I guess it's like, you remember there was the video of Saddam Hussein's hanging?
Yeah. All right. Aaron, don't look like you didn't look at that. I know you did.
You never saw that video?
No, I watched it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I was like 13 at the time. Of course I watched that.
Yeah, but like, we all watched it.
That should be like a big time production, so there's no questions about it. Or like Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and I would have liked to have seen him tossed into the ocean.
Yeah. And like, why'd they even toss him into the ocean?
Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff surrounding that. I would have liked to have seen that execution.
Like, do I believe he's dead? Yes. But why did you toss him into the ocean? Why do you leave these things up for debate?
And there had to be somebody there with a cell phone recording the thing.
Yeah.
That's got to come out, right?
And then, like Hitler.
Maybe it wasn't SEAL Team 6. It was like one of the guys from SEAL Team 5 is like, got it holding his phone where you can't see it.
And like Hitler, I mean, we didn't have cell phones then, but somebody could have taken a picture of the body. Just, you know, kind of calm people down. Let everybody know, hey.
Well, the pictures they have is the burn body.
Yeah, but we've been having this big war. Look what we've got here. This is what we were fighting for.
Burn body.
But by the time
anybody.
The Russians got to it, the body was already burned.
Oh.
Because he had instructed his like next level people, hey, as soon as we're dead, I need you to burn our bodies so they don't get the satisfaction of knowing it's me.
Or damn. He burned two other bodies and went to Argentina.
Yeah, that was the happened. Premise of
See,
the Hunting
there you
Hitler
go.
Show.
If you,
because I watched that.
That's what they did on Deadwood.
Yeah.
They found someone that looked like Trixie the Whore, but wasn't yep. Trixie the Whore.
Yep.
Damn Hitler. Still alive today.
I'm guessing he wouldn't still be alive today, but there's
he's
probably
living his best life in Argentina.
But there's probably a bunch of little Hitler babies running around.
God.
He probably was going around impregnating Argentine women.
They're sipping on margaritas, banging senoritas.
And they all came out with the little mustaches, even the girls.
Damn. Fooled us.
Oh, man. 713-780-3776. There was a movie when I was younger about them cloning Hitler. It's called The Boys from Brazil, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see that?
No.
That's a pretty cool movie, as I recall. Old School Chris says, I agree, the smoking gun was great, totally believable. This, like, my wife gets so pissed when I watch Ancient Aliens because she just will never accept that first premise. I'm telling you, I want to be the narrator for that show. That's my next career. I want to narrate that show because it's real simple. All you have to do is get down the, but what if it was really Ancient Aliens? Yeah. I got that down, man. I want that job when that dude retires. It'd be awesome. 713-780-3776. Did you see that another American tourist died in the Dominican Republic?
You know what? That's on American tourists for still going to the Dominican Republic. Yeah, that's on you guys. Okay, what'd they do? Drink bleach?
They drank something there. Yeah. So 14 now dead.
Yeah.
Since April of 2018.
If you're an American tourist who goes to the Dominican, or you're a horse that decides to go for a run at Santa Anita, you deserve
what
you get.
You. It's on you. It really is.
I don't know who's dumber.
But
I guess it's got to be the American citizens are dumber because they're choosing to go. These horses, they're like...
You know what, though?
There's people riding them out there onto that course and hitting them with whips.
But you know what? All they have to do, they've seen their friends die. All they have to do is when they try to lead them out there to the track, they just have to stop and say, uh-uh, not happening. A horse can be really stubborn. I think it's on both of them. But yeah, 14 people. And he said the guy attempted to get on a plane back to the States, but he was noticeably sick. Dripping with sweat and vomited in the plane's bathroom. That could be coming back from Vegas. So they decided he wasn't healthy enough to go on the flight. He was hospitalized, and his kidneys were failing. Said his legs started to swell, and he couldn't get up. And that was it. So they said he died of kidney failure. But what if there's a Dominican conspiracy to kill Americans? 14 dead.
I think you're on to something here.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. The Australian Pink Floyd show is coming to the Revention Music Center on September 7th. It's a one-of-a-kind show, recreates the look, feel, and sound of Pink Floyd's world tours, employing visual aids such as lasers, inflatables, and a large display panel similar to Mr. Screen. At 5:51, caller 10 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the show. To get your tickets now, head to livenation.com. 409 says, Giorgio will never retire. His hair costs too much to maintain. He's not the narrator, though. It's some guy who I've never heard of. And he's like 63 years old. So he could retire soon, right? I want that job. 713-780-ESPN. I have a bunch of stuff for the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Okay, so the theme of the, you know, the last 30 minutes or so has been really dumb people, right?
Yes.
Now, here's another one for you. A woman from Europe was on vacation with all of her friends.
Okay.
Bought a new swimsuit.
Where was she on vacation at?
Someplace sunny.
It's, also, they in Europe, they call it on holiday.
Yeah, they call it on holiday. That's what they call it in Canada, too. She was someplace called Ocean Beach. And she puts on her bathing suit, brand new, and her lady parts are falling out of it.
That's not ideal.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Usually ladies don't like that to happen.
No, they usually don't. But so she apparently got a little upset about this.
Okay.
Contacted the swimsuit place. Said her kitty cat was hanging out constantly.
I mean, is that a swimsuit place problem? Or maybe you've got oversized lady parts problem?
That wasn't it. The problem was she had the damn thing on upside down. So the part that was supposed to be covering her breasts was covering her lady parts. And the part that was supposed to be covering that was covering her breasts. And it was like a strap.
Do we have a picture of this?
We have a picture of her. She didn't put it on. They didn't show us the wrong way, which I would have liked to have seen. This is the right way.
It was kind of sexy.
Yeah. She's a...
And then she doesn't even turn the right direction so we can see.
Yeah.
That lady's a moron.
Here you go. This is the picture of her wearing it the correct way. Now, how do you even get that upside down? But that explains why her kitty cat was hanging out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah. So that's... I'm going to say flat earther probably... little bit dumber than her, but it's close. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Battery Joe says, beware of the flat earth, the Jesus cult. It's spreading. Had to unfollow a couple friends on Facebook. And, MGD said, always bug me that allegedly dumped Bin Laden in the middle of the deepest ocean like the ending of a Transformers movie.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Well, I mean, did that count? Was that an actual burp?
Yeah.
Okay. So, congratulations, 551.
Thanks.
Yeah, Ashton says, going to need that tweeted out for research. You can find her, just, you know, Google English chick. Well, I'd say it basically, it's on the Irish Sun, the sun.ie.
You know what? I'll tweet it from the Blitz account.
Okay, you tweet it from the Blitz account. But she's not, I mean, I don't know that I need to see her falling out of her bathing suit or that I even want to. But, yeah. I mean, I still can't imagine how you put on a bathing suit upside down. I'm not a woman. Don't wear a one-piece bathing suit, which is what it was.
Right.
But I don't get it. I just don't.
It does seem difficult to mess up, but...
I mean, aren't there little pads in there that kind of indicate where they're supposed to go?
And yeah.
I
don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is if you did something like that, why would you put all that on Instagram and make yourself look that stupid?
That's a good question. I feel like the swimsuit company should have put it out.
Yeah.
Said there's people that are this stupid.
That's true. I have another story for you. This one's about You know, we've had another theme of the show has been men and women, right?
Right.
Did you know that men spend more on impulse buys than women do? According to a study.
I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yeah, it says a new study finds that nearly 90% of both men and women sometimes make impulse purchases. I've done it. I first one to admit it. Usually it's clothes. Like, I'll be wandering through, like, one time we were in Vegas, and I saw a shirt I liked, and I just walked in and bought it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do stuff like that, but it's not often. Or I'll be online, and I see something, hey, that looks cool. That would almost look good on me. I'm going to buy that.
My biggest issue is I'll go in to buy a beer, and then I'll buy a lot of beer.
See, I'm pretty good about that. If I go in with a specific target, I'll just go buy that, and that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
But where I do stuff is, like, I'll be online and I'll say, hey, that's a cool Team USA shirt. I'm going to buy that. So usually alcohol is involved. I ain't going to lie. But while nearly 90% of both men and women sometimes make impulse purchases, nearly a quarter of men said they shelled out more than $100 the last time they made an impulse buy, compared to just 16% of women. So we're basically, when we do an impulse buy, it's $100.
Yeah.
And only 16% of women do that. I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know. My wife's pretty good about that. Like, well, I say that, but then there's always random Amazon boxes that show up at my house, and I have no idea what's in them, and I just never ask.
Yeah, we get five a week, and I have no idea. Usually it's some gadget that she likes, because she's all about gadgets. So I don't even bother. So maybe that's how they do it. They do it on Amazon, and they kind of hide it from everybody. And then we're like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, women don't impulse buy.
Yeah.
Holly says, I've definitely put swimsuits on all wrong. Okay.
Well, I guess it happens everywhere.
Maybe it's not as rare as I thought.
But then that lady had, like, pretty big boobs, right?
Yeah, she had, yes, and a really big butt. And so it seems to me that things should have...
It seems like there's some things, there's only one way to make it fit.
Yeah. Well, clearly this didn't fit if her parts were falling out. That should have been, and you bought this thing without trying it on?
Well, I mean, she probably bought it on online.
Amazon, yeah. So, yeah, Gabriel says, today's show theme, dumbasses.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because we didn't really have a dumbass report yesterday.
We got shortened.
Yeah, because, you know, we had Eric in here and we were just doing all that stuff. So, yeah, maybe just do a whole show of dumbasses. There are people who maybe shouldn't be breeding. Just put it that way.
Well, there's not maybe people who shouldn't be. There's plenty.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break. There's a lot more stuff. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, when I'm looking out my window, I'm hoping the sun appears. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Please come back, take away this room.